We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. We are beginning on top of Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. We just learned that Achitofel was the one who ran after Avshalom. He went after Avshalom. He supported Avshalom in the rebellion. And the story of Avshalom happened, which means Avshalom, David HaMelech's son, rebelled against him and wanted to kill him. And David HaMelech had to run away from Avshalom. Achitofel supported Avshalom, but the Oynish of Avshalom happened to David as the Oynish of Bathsheba. And this Gemara is going to tell you the chait, whatever level the chait was. The Gemara here is going to tell us about the chait of David HaMelech. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, La'olam ha'yavi odom atzmo de'nisayin. A person should not bring himself to a nisayin. For David HaMelech Yisrael, hevi atzmo de'nisayin. David HaMelech brought himself to a nisayin v'nichshal, and he did not pass the test. Amar Rav, what was the story? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, v'ma imrim elekei Avraham elekei Yitzchak elekei Yaakov. Why by Davidin do we say Elkei Avram, Elkei Yitzchak, Elkei Yaakov? We don't say Elkei David. Vein Omrim Elkei David. And the Farshim talk about like why was Havamina it should be Elkei David. So they say because we know the three legs of the Kisei HaKavod are Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, and the fourth leg is David HaMelech. So his question is, why don't we say Elkei David? Omar Inu Minsuli, they were tested and they passed. But At Lo Minsuli, you did not pass the test. I'm lefana b'rish loyim b'chaneini v'naseini. So give me a test. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, b'chaneini Hashem, which means give me a b'china v'naseini, give me a nesayin. Sarfak yosi v'libi. See, David HaMelech asked Hashem, please give me a nesayin. Omar, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David HaMelech, mintin aloch, I'm going to give you a nesayin, and I'm going to make it even easier for you. V'avidna milsa b'hadoch, I'll do something for you. D'ledu lo yadatinu, d'ledu to Avram Yisrael Yaakov lo yadatinu. I did not let him know before what type of nesayin will be. I'll tell you what it's going to be about, the nesayin. I'm going to give you a nesayin b'dvar erva. Miyad, v'yihil eis erev, was that evening, v'yokim David ma'am mishkavai. David got off his bed, and Shaul, what was he doing on his bed? Amar Rav Yehuda, shahafach mishkavai, shalayel mishkavai, shalayim. That he was mishamish by day, that day, and he got off from his mishkav. And the reason why, the Mepharshim say, is because, like Rashi really speaks out, so he mishamish tosva yoyim, kadeshi shaveya mitashmish lo yaharach yishakal yoyim. And the Mepharshim say, that what Rashi means to say is that he knew he was getting the sign of Erva, so he figured he'll preempt it by having tashmish by day, and this way he'll be shaveya, he'll be full, he won't come to any nesayim, like Rashi says. And therefore, he was mishamish by yoyim. And v'nesal men ha'alocha, if you got a halacha that says that eiver katon, yesh ba'adam, the small eiver by a person, masbioi ra'av. If you give it too much tashmish, then ra'av. It gets more hungry. U'marivoi, if you make it hungry, seveh, then it's more full. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way, that the more tashmish, then the more it'll be the more ra'av. So it won't even help. V'yisalich ha'gag beis ha'melech, he went on the roof of the base of the palace. V'yar isha, the pasuk says, "Vayar isha reichetzes me'al hagag, vayisha toivus mare moed." And the Gemara explains, "Basheva v'kayv v'chayfe roishu tacha tusei chalasa." Basheva was washing herself on the adjacent roof under a chalasa, which means under a big basket that was covering her. Like the Mashal speaks out, there's no tzad that Basheva wouldn't bathe betzina. So she was bathing betzina under this big basket. Also, Satan idmalekit spirta. The Satan came and made believe it was a bird, and the bird was flying right over that basket that was on top of Basheva. Pasuk begira, David HaMelech shot an arrow, going for the bird. Lamaisa he missed, and paskul lechalasa. It destroyed the chalasa. It destroyed the basket that was above Basheva's head. Egalia, and she was exposed. Bechazim yad, and right away. And he saw her miyad right away. Vayishlach David vayidrosh liisha vayoymer. He said, "Who's that liisha?" Vayoymer. They told him, "Aloi zois bas sheva bas aliyom eishes or yachitid." Vayishlach David malachim. David sent messengers. Vaykechel v'tovei elav vayishkavima v'himiskadeshes mitumasa v'atoshav al beisai. Miskadeshes mitumasa means that she was not an Ida. Some even say that this was the chafifa for her tevila. She was being tevil that night, that's why she was doing the chafifa. And when she came to David, she was not an Ida, but Teshul HaBeisa. But the pastor said that she was Eshesh, and he did not pass the test. The Gemara already says that Avada, she was not an Eish Tzish, because the halach is that anyone goes out in the war for David HaMelech's army, they wrote a get, al tanai, before they went out to war, and it says in the get, if they die, so l'mafreya will be a get. And l'maisa Uriah Chita landed up dying in the war, so she was not at that time we didn't know yet, Uriah Chita was still alive actually at that time, but and we know he's going to die, but once he died, l'mafreya was not an Eish Tzish, and therefore was not a chet l'mafreya. But it was a chait, it was a test, and he did not pass the test. Now, that is from the Pasuk in Tehillim, the David HaMelech says, "Bachanta libi v'kar t'layla," that he says that Hashem tested me at night. Sharftani bal timsa, but I did not come out clean. Zamoisi bal yavapi, which the Gemara types like this. Omar, he says, Zamoisi is a lotion of some, like a muzzle, something in the mouth that pulls the behemoth, that traps the mouth or stuffs the mouth of the behemoth. So, and that way you can pull the behemoth by that hook. So Omar, Eicher is a mama nafal pume demand asarile. He says, I wish I would have had that thing in my mouth. If I tell you the article, tell me the English word for the zamama. It's something like a hook in the mouth. A muzzle? I said that's a muzzle? Yeah, okay, so it's a muzzle. I wish I had that muzzle. The man is all, I wish I had a muzzle. But Omar, Kiyo Milsa, that I wouldn't have said, I wouldn't have asked for a test. Why did I do that? Why did I ask for a test? That's what he said in his Pasuk Tehillim. That I might say, I didn't pass the test. I shouldn't have asked for it. And that's the Gemara starts off. And the reason why this Gemara comes in over here is because of this story of Bathsheba, that the Einish was the Maisa of Avshalom. Dorosh Rav Amaydech Siv was Pshat in the Pasuk in Tehillim that says, Lam Natzeach LeDavid Bashem Chasisi Eich Toimru LeNavshi Nudi Harchem Tzipor. So what was he saying? Eich Toimru LeNavshi Nudi Harchem Tzipor. Harchem Loshon of a Har. Omar Dov V'Yigash Baruch Hu Baruch Shalom Mecholi Ois Oven. Give me Mechila. Forgive me on that Aveira. Shlo Yoimru Har Shebechem, which is your melech, your mountain, tzipor adosai. A tzipor moved the mountain, which means because of a tzipor, David HaMelech was nichshol. He fell in because the tzipor, he tried to kill the tzipor, it was a fake tzipor, and because of that, he destroyed the basket and he was able to see Bathsheba. So he says, why should the people say that a tzipor derailed the melech? Doros Rava. For you yourself, I did a chait. But Rabbi Nechasisi, my tizdak with Berachah, tizdak with Berachah. I would offer Gosh Baruch Hu. Galya v'yidiy kamach. You know, the boy of Michvil Yisrael Abba Kafina. I could have overcome my yitzara. Ela amina leimru avda zochi lemari. I didn't want to win over you. I said I didn't want to be victorious over Hashem. Hashem said I'm not going to pass the test. I didn't want to pass the test. A very shver line in Gemara, and Mashah explains it, B'derach, that Be'etzim wasn't really a chait. That's what he means. Golibidu, I didn't do a chait. The whole chait was that I didn't listen to you. And that was because I didn't want to be victorious over you. Doros Rava, Ma'idach Siv, what's on the pasuk? Kani letzela nochoin ma'choi v'neg disamid. Letzela is lashon of a wife. Wife is a rib. Ru'uyo is ba'sheva basilio medavid, m'sheshesh me'bereshesh. That's what means. Kani letzela nochoin. I was prepared for that tzela. Elo Shabbat love Machoiv. Maisa came on her with a Machoiv, with a Aveira, but Be'etzem, Bathsheba eventually was going to be his wife anyway. That was predestined that she was made for him. She was Re'uya for David. Elo Shakla Paga. Akla Paga means sometimes you eat a fruit before it's ripe. That's what happened. He ate the fruit before it's ripe. He married Bathsheba before she was ready for him. Doros Rava, Maidach Siv, what's the pasuk says? Vitzali Somchu, Venesofu, Nesofu Alai Nechim, Vloyadati Karo Vloyadamu. So the Pshan's pasuk is, Vitzali Somchu Venesofu means that the people gather, it means the Tamid Chamim, they gather and they laughed at his Aveira, they made fun of his Aveira of Vitzali of Bathsheba. And Nesvalai Nechim, Bali Mumin, Vloyadati, I may believe I didn't know, Karo Vloyadamu. If they rip me apart, there'll be no dam left in me because that's how embarrassed I am. If they would scratch my basar, my flesh, no dam would come out. Everything came out right when I got embarrassed. When learning the sugis of Av Mises Bezdin, when learning those sugis, some say it means ba'olis v'negoyim, as the Gersa. When they're learning the sugis in Shas, Paiskim Mishnasav, I'm really David, Habal Eshishish Mishnasav, what's the halacha of Habal Eshishish? Amartilam, Habal Eshishish Mishnasav, Chenek, Vyashachel Gabba. You're right. The Eishes is terrible. They get chenek, but they have chelik on Abba. But Malbim Pnei Chaver Barabim ain't loy chelik on Abba. Does not get a chelik on Abba. Om Rav Yudom Rav, Afilu B'Shas Chol Yosha David, even when David was not well, he had 18 wives, still Kayim Shmoyne Esrei Oynos. He still kept all the mitzvahs Oyna with every one of his wives. Even when he was sick, when he has a p'tur really, but still he kept the Oynos, because he didn't want to make them feel like Aguna. And therefore, even David HaMelech had so many wives, he still was makbid to keep the Oynos. Shunav is in the Pasuk, Yigati Ba'anchosi, Yagati b'chos means I worked hard even when I was sick. Ascha b'chol laylo mitasi, b'dimasi arsi emsa. Ascha is loshon of making it dirty, which means tashmish. Ascha b'chol laylo mitasi, b'dimasi arsi emsa. V'amri d'morav, b'kesh David la'avad avad zara. David HaMelech wanted to do avad zara. This pasuk is, when he was running away from Avshalom, it says, v'hi David ba ad ha'roish, ashe yishtach v'sham lelehim, Vihine lekrosi chusha yarki karua kutontoi vaadama areshoi. So the Gemara darshins that he was running away and he was about to do avodah zarah. That's what it means. Vayi dava ba ad haroish as yistach v'sham lekim. Vein roish el avodah zarah. Shenema v'hut salma reishay didahav. This is talking about Nebuchadnezzar's dream that he sees a tzelem reishay didahav tav and the head is made out of good gold, beautiful gold. So that's also reishay by avodah zarah. Vihine, it's possible further that we're about to do a Vahizar, Vihine cross the Chushai Arki, Karua Kuton Toiva Adom Al Reishai. Chushai Arki came running after him, Omo Loilo David, Yoimru Melech Chukamayis Chiyav Vahizar, they're going to say a king like you, big tzal like you did a Vahizar, Omo Loi, he's explained his reasoning, Omo Loi Melech Chukamayis Yargenu Benoi, and what is it better, it's a bigger Chil Hashem, if a king as big a tzal as me, his son kills him, that's terrible Chil Hashem. They're going to say, what do you mean, Hashem wouldn't do that to someone? So mutav yavid avodah zarah val yischal shem shemayim fahesya. What does it help with doing avodah zarah? Like Rashi explains, v'achal es Hashem nilavadu v'achal es Hashem. Because they'll see that because he did avodah zarah, that's why Avshalom killed him. He deserved the einish. He figured he'll do aveira and this way he'll deserve the einish. It won't be a chil Hashem. It'll only be something that he did wrong. But won't be the whole klal Yisrael a chil Hashem. So Chushai Arki says, I understand you. Avshalom has there's a reason for Avshalom. My time can I see fast tire? Why did you marry a fast tire? Like Rashi explains, Avshalom was the son of Macha bas Talmai Melech Geshur, and David grabbed her in the Mechama, and she was a fast tire. That's where Avshalom came from. So Chushai Arki asked him, why did you marry a fast tire? Well, a fast tire upon a Sharia. The Torah says a fast tire is mutter. Amalei loy derash to smuchim, you don't dash to smuchim. In some places, right near the parasha of Yifas Tayar, it says kiel ish ben soirer umayre. Call a noise. We dash from that. Call a noise Yifas Tayar. Anyone marries Yifas Tayar, yes, ben soirer umayre. He has a son of ben soirer umayre. So it makes sense that Avshalom wasn't good. Doros Rav Destoy, the Membiri. Loma David doime. What's David doime to? We're gonna see. David asked for mechila. But he's doing it to Allah, Seicher Kusi. A Kusi Seicher, what does a Kusi Seicher do? He makes like this small, he sells a little bit at a time, and he doesn't make too much money on it, but after selling a big volume, he makes money. It's like an Amazon seller. He sells a bunch of things for a little amount of money, he makes a few dollars a piece, and altogether, you have volume. You sell hundreds of them, you make a lot of money. That's what David was like. And which means is, we'll see, when he asked for Mechila, he didn't ask for everything at once. He did one thing at a time. You know, who could save himself from shkagas? I'm going to give you forgiveness in all your shkagas. Then he said, Nisteros Lakeni. Who could be cleaned from all the Nisteros from the various you do with Mezid Betzina? Shvikalach, says Hashem said, Michael, you. Gamazed Mechasech Avdecha. Even from the ones that are Mezid Befahesia. Be meichelim. Shvikalach is meichelim. Al yimshulu be oz esam. The Rishtabe Rabbanon. The Rabbanon shouldn't discuss your avera. Shvikalach. They allow. They Hashem listened to him about that. Even though you see that the Gemaras do discuss it, it means la'oil ma'abah. When they learn Torah, they're not going to discuss this chait. In the case of Esharav, so then he asked. But the case of Esharav, so yichtav sechuni. The whole story about Shav should not be written. That already Kosh Baruch said I can't do. Amalei eifsher. We know Sarai's name was Sarai, then turned to Sarah. Now what happened to that Yud? That Yud was very upset that Hashem took it away. So Tati Masari, Oyim Vitzavach Kamashad, Machabah Yeshua Vesafti Loy Tol Yeshua came and I added it to Yeshua's name Shnema. But you can wait Shalay Shevin and Yeshua. So now I take out a whole parasha of Vasheva. What am I going to do with it? Call a parasha Kula Akas Kamakama. You can't even take one Yud away. You can't take a whole parasha away. But in the case in Vesarav, Oma, Lefarah Ben Shalom, Chol Yel Oysa Oven Kula. Be Moichel me on the whole oven completely. Omar. So, because Baruch answered to that, that it's not possible to get rid of it completely. It says, "Hayechata ish eish bechekoy v'godlo yisefreno." Is it possible that you know light a fire in your lap and your clothing won't get burnt? Are you going to walk through on top of coals and your feet won't get burnt? Singed. Ben Cain Abba Al Ish Yisrael is all a pasuk of Mishnah. Cain Abba Yisrael will you not get kolnegei boy. It's not, you're not going to be completely clean. So Amalei Kol Hochi Nitrad Ahu Gavra. So there's no way for me to do have mechila. There's no way for me to do anything. Amalei Kabbalah Yisur. Be Mekabel Yisurim, and that will work to be a mechila. So Kabbalah, he's Mekabel on himself Yisurim. What would Yisurim do? He says, I'm going to read the Rav. Shishuch Adosh and Mistara David. David became a Mitzayra for 6 months. And because of that, the Shechina left him. He couldn't be B'Simcha anymore. He was in terrible pain for 6 months. And Sahedrin to stay away from him. You have to stay away from him, Mitzayra. How do we know? In the Chassid says in the Pasuk, Tachteini Be'ezav Etar, the Chavaseinu Mishalik Alban. So you see, Tachteini Be'ezav Etar, who gets a Nitar with a Ezav, that is someone who has Tziras. Mishalik Alban, and it's talking about Shechina. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Shivali Sosa Yeshecha Ruchad Yiv Tzvichaini. He says, return to me, Sosa Yeshecha, the happiness. Upirshav and Sahaj, the Chassid, Shivali Yereacha, he asked back for the Yereacha. Shishuk Hashem, I'm hanging over 6 months. The Ksiv says in the Pasuk, Vayom HaMashemel of David al Yisrael, Arbam Shana. It says altogether, David HaMelech was king for 40 years, on top of Amabez now. Bechevroin Malach Sheva Shana. Bechevroin, he was king for 7 years. Or Bishlaim Malach Shoshim Shal Shana. And Bishlaim, he was king for 33 years. Bechsiv, so altogether 40 years, 7 in Chevron and 33 in Yerushalayim. Bechsiv, Bechevron, Malach Yehuda, Sheva Shonim, Shishah Kadoshim. He was in Chevron for 7 years and 6 months. So something's off. So it sounds like it was 40 years and 6 months. Teretz is, there was 6 months that he was not really king. Now even though that Tziras was not in Chevron, the story of Bathsheba happened in Yerushalayim. So it turns out that he was really a king in Hebron for 7 years and 6 months. When it says 33 years in Yerushalayim, it was not a full 33 years. It was 32 and a half years, and part of those 33 years, he was a Messiah, he was not a king. That's how the Tosfos Yeshanim in Yuma, Daf Chav Beis of Abeis, explains this Gemara. Omer l'fanav bar Yerushalayim, Mechol Yoyis Avon, give me Mechila on this Avera. So Mecholach, Hashem said, okay, Amaychi, you had the Surim, Amaychi you completely. So then he asks Hashem, I say imi oisa toiva v'yir asoyin v'yivayishu. Ki ata Hashem is atonim v'chomtoni. He says, show me a sign that I'm forgiven. Amalei, b'chayecha in a medea. I'm not going to give you a sign in your lifetime. Avad imediya b'chayi shloima b'ncha. In the lifetime of shloima your son, I will give you a sign that you were forgiven. What was the story? B'shoshavon shloima is based on Mekdosh. When shloima Mekdosh built the Beis Mekdosh, b'kesh l'hachnes oroi in the Beis Kodesh. You want to bring the oroi into the Kodesh Kodesh. The Sha'arim would not open for the Aron. Amma Esra Abaronis, he said 24 Lashinus of Tefillah, like Rashi says, Lashin Tefillah, Tchin Arena, all different Lashinus, nothing doing. It did not open. Omar Su Sha'arim Sheikhim, Vinosu Pischil, Yav Melech Kava, Yemiz Melech Kava, Hashem Yizavigibar, Hashem Yizavigibar Mechama. He said the Psukim that open your gates for Hashem's covered, and nothing happened. Vinam Su Sha'arim Sheikhim, Su Pischil, Yav Melech covered. Loinana. Kibin Sha'amar. Hashem elikim al toshay pev shichecha. The pasuk says that they said Hashem elikim al toshay pev shichecha. Zochro luchaste David avdecha. Once he said that, remember David. Meyad nena right away opened up. But oisir shah nefchu pnei soine David. The enemies of David's face turned black. Keshulib kadeir like the bottom of a pot. But Yodu called Yisrael Shemachol Kodesh Baruch Hu is Avim. We saw from here that Kodesh Baruch Hu was Michael Dover Melech completely, and the whole Kodesh Kodesh opened Dafka B'Zchus David, and his enemies saw that really he was the biggest tzaddik possible they opened up the whole Beis Hamikdash opened up Dafka for him. And why Dafka in Shlomo HaMelech's lifetime? To show Shlomo HaMelech also, who came from Beis Sheva, also was B'li Doifi, and through the Schus of Shlomo and David, the doors opened up.